The audit report will pick apart all aspects of the Wisconsin Shares program. A Milwaukee Journal Sentinel investigation found Wisconsin Shares was easily scammed. The newspaper identified cases it said added up to at least $750,000, where the state was paying providers based on false records and phony employers. When Wisconsin Shares works right, it's supposed to subsidize child care for low-income parents who are trying to take care of their kids and hold down jobs. Lawmakers say that's still an important goal. But Audit Committee Co-Chair Peter Barca of Kenosha says the state needs to identify and prosecute people who are abusing the subsidy.
The Legislative Audit Committee is putting the cheats on notice. We will not tolerate any cheats of public assistance in Wisconsin.
The governor has already introduced a plan aimed at combating fraud. Among other steps, it would require parents to use an electronic swipe card to check their kids in and out of daycare. Doyle's budget also includes more funding for oversight. Wisconsin Shares costs the state about $340 million a year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.